Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on, yes, this Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head over to, you know what I'm going to say, right? Do I have to say it? Well, I guess it's good because, you know, dead radio is not good. Anyway, head over to MyPillow.com, right? Let's start there. MyPillow.com. And the reason I say that is Mike Lindell, we're just talking about, you know, American commerce. Who's on our side? Who's doing what, how, and when? Mike is breaking his back to make sure that we make product in this country, that people in this country keep working. The products are guaranteed. They're great products. There's no reason this God's creation why you should head up to MyPillow.com. And to help, you know, what make it a little more sweet, if you would, use promo code Joe. That's how easy it is. Use promo code Joe. You'll end up saving 30 to 70%. Unless you've got more money and you know what to do with it, please feel free to give him more money. But it's one of the ways you can support the show. You get all kinds of product there. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Or if you really don't want to go through all of that, there's a donate button on the website. Go for it. And some of you are already donating. Thank you. God bless you. It helps a lot more than you think it does. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, we have so many things happening. I don't know if you heard, Italy, the Italian Prime Minister, basically canned, if you would, Pride Month. And she gave the, you know, and it, remember, she didn't squeak by. She won by big numbers. She said, you know, we're a country that forgot about God. We're going to put God first. We're going to put family back into place. And she went through all these things that she said she was going to do now, and she's been doing them. The far left all over the planet is all over her case. Amazing how we get involved with other people's politics now. They're all over her case for this. Right? And now you're watching other places. Germany, of all places. Right? The far right there is surging. Now, I'm not for far right-wing wackoids, no. But I am for that pendulum to start moving back. I think the communities have had it. They're done with it. The damage that you're doing to some of these transgender kids is horrendous. Look, if you're gay, lesbian, or bisexual, and even they don't want to be lumped together with the others. But let's just say from a Christian point of view, if you're gay, lesbian, or transgender, and you decide later on in life that this really wasn't the lifestyle for you, you don't want any part of it anymore, you know what you do? You start dating the opposite sex. It's really that simple. When you're transgender, and they've talked you into the hormones, and they've talked you into the surgeries, and you heard me talk to you into, and you decide even a few years later, oh my God, what did I do to myself? What did my parents allow me to do? Look, you can't go back. They're lying to you. You can't go back. There's no such thing as, you know, taking what, unhormone blockers? They don't exist. So again, yeah, you know, you have got to make sure that your kids are safe. Notice I didn't say feel good. I'm going to play a clip for you in a little bit. Keep your hanky close by. I may start doing this every night. Play one 3-minute clip or so of a detransitioner. Every one of them says the same thing. Where are my parents? Where are the people that are supposed to protect me? And you cannot say to that child, well, it's what you wanted. We're supposed to be the adults in the room. We're supposed to do our homework. We're supposed to make sure we keep those kids safe. So, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, it's a little unsettling when the far right's having a good moment for some in German politics. People get really, you know why they get so nervous? Because, and I found this out later on, but they equate Hitler with the right wing. This couldn't be so, it couldn't be further from the truth. Hitler more lined up with the Democrat Party of today. He wrote them love letters. I'm not joking. You check it out yourself. He gave them kudos for how they did their, you know, what he called their extermination, for how they handled the Native American situation, or at the time what they called the Indian situation, right? How they interned the Asians, the undesirables. I mean, seriously. He's just pouring on the accolades for the Dem Party. And he used some of their processes of what he did. And again, he says it. But don't try to blame it on us. Don't try to put it on Republicans, conservatives, and or Christians. Now, what you're seeing in Germany and some of the far left whacks are pushing back. They're calling them anti-immigrationists. And the funny thing about that is, no, there's only so much you can take in. There's only so much you can do. There's only so much help you can give somebody. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, making comments. Seriously. You know, it was funny. Amato sent me a note afterward, and he was sorry for challenging me. And I said, you didn't challenge me. You took a position. And, you know, I like the guy. Don't get me wrong, but we need to stop doing that. We need to stop apologizing for how we feel about things. It's my show, but I bring people on because I want them to express an opinion. You don't have to agree with me. I mean, if you're a flaming idiot, you're going to have a problem. But for the most part, if you come to these things honestly, if you can really put out reasons why you believe what you believe, that's a whole different story. It really is. Again, 855-ROJO, 855-732-556. We're talking about Germany, and you know, you got Italy moving to the right. France was, I don't know, maybe not anymore, whatever. We have to pay attention. And right now what you're seeing happen in Germany is they're moving further right. They've had it with the Socialist Democrats. They see what's going on. And, you know, they're being pummeled in some of the publications as an anti-immigrant. But look at what's happening to us. You know, all those cities that said, you know, they were exaggerating on the southern border, and it's really not that bad, and we should help these people out. Funny what they're saying now when their cities are being overrun. Right? Whole different animal. But right now, I'm going to screw these up, so just deal with it, right? The Deutschland Party, known as AID or AFD, I'm sorry, is now neck and neck with the Social Democrats, the party of Chancellor Olaf, the AFD, which is polling at 19%, to the other party's 20%. Now, they're becoming the country's second most popular faction there is. However, I don't know how conservative this group is, but the Christian Democrat Union still holds the top spot at 27%. So you're seeing Germany move more in that direction. Whether they stay there or not, I don't know, whatever. Now, what explained AFD's recent upward trajectory was that it tells us about the state of German politics. 18 months ago, former Chancellor Angela Merkel, she left the stage ending 16 years at the helm. 16 years, sweet. I'm just amazing. AFD's founded in 2013, the group's main stick, if you would, was agitating against European Union's planned bailout of the indebted countries. Right after that Eurozone crisis where everybody was like floundering and dying over there, they were all going to, you know, bail in. And the funny thing about that, I did a whole piece around that back then. It's coming back to me now. They all pay into the European Bank, which actually, in essence, went bankrupt, lending money to those other countries. So they lent out all this money that they didn't have to begin with. I keep telling you guys, there's no money out there. And numbers on a piece of paper. That's it. So they lent all this money out to these other countries who couldn't pay it back. And then those countries went back to that same bank for more money. And they got it. And this just became, it's like, how was one country supposed to bail out the other one when that country's in foreclosure, not foreclosure, but, you know, in financial straits themselves? It just was one big mess. It was one big, you know, just craziness. Then millions of refugees started streaming in. And frankly, I think Germany, if I recall, Germany had the strongest economy. Greece was having some major issues. But when millions of refugees started streaming into Germany in like 2015, this is when the Syrian war was happening, right? The AFD morphed into an anti-immigrant, anti-Islam party. Now, see, I don't buy that. Like I said, I don't know the writer of this story. I don't, you know, the points in this story. I thought it was interesting, though, because they're concerned, and, you know, you can get these if you read these stories. They don't have to be written by somebody on the right. But you can see, by the way, they're coming at it, some of the facts that they're throwing out there, pseudo-facts, whatever, where they're coming from. And because these people were mad that there was such an onslaught of immigration they really couldn't handle, they were called, you know, anti-immigrant, anti-Islam, all this crazy stuff. Just nuts, right? Now, the group has since called for the German Constitution to gut the right to seek asylum. Now, you don't want to gut it necessarily, but there's no reason why you can't tighten it up. Evoking outrage is par for the course with the AFT party, according to one person. In some instances, it's perhaps the entire point, just them being mad. See, again, this is how the left sees it. If you don't agree with them and you push back, you're just mad. You're just an anti-whatever it is. Not how it works. It's never how it worked. But to see them at least talking about it, moving in that direction, trying to pass laws that will shore them up, I think is a big deal. But that's just my personal opinion. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get informed, get engaged. Truly be, you know, once you get informed, you can push back on a lot of this stuff. Really that easy. And, you know, I would encourage you, with all the stuff that's still being said about us, being called, you know, Nazis and Hitlerites and all this other crazy stuff, right? You should be well informed. Be great to spin around and look at somebody and say, really, then why this? Why that? And watching it on CNN made it even better because you knew they were going to spin stuff in there. You knew they were going to put things in there. Well, frankly, it would make a guy like me crazy because you knew they weren't true, right? At least I hope you knew they weren't true. I don't know if I covered this the other day, but I've been wanting to. I just keep forgetting. I don't know if you guys heard about the critical vulnerability. Oh, no, I did this because I couldn't pronounce the word. Those critical vulnerabilities exposed in the Dominion voting machines. Right, so the media stopped talking about it. They kind of went in a different direction on this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. It's relief for those impacted by the I-95 shutdown in the Northeast. Pennsylvania's governor says the stricken section of highway should be reopened to traffic this coming weekend.
Weather permitting, will be ready to begin paving and then striping in both directions.
Governor Josh Shapiro says paving could begin Wednesday. The closures had an impact on commuters along with shipping and trucking. Living in a walkable neighborhood is good for you physically and mentally.
A recent report published in the journal Health and Place by UC San Diego's Herbert Wertham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science reveals that walkable neighborhoods have numerous benefits for both mental and physical well-being compared to car-dependent communities. The study highlights that such neighborhoods foster a stronger sense of community, promote increased physical activity, and experience fewer traffic incidents. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back. Maybe you are too, I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Now, you know, I've been on this kick, what I personally believe is a righteous kick, on what we're doing to our young kids. The terrible things that we're doing to our young kids. And they actually believe, some of these Democrats actually believe, that a 14-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid, a 9-year-old kid can make medical decisions for themselves. And I said the same thing. If you're so sure that they've got the mental capacity to make those kind of changes to their body, let them drive. Let them drink. Let them buy guns. Let them enter into contracts. But what are you waiting for? You make absolutely no sense, and you know it. This is now a game for you. I don't believe for a minute you care about these kids. Not for 30 seconds. You just care about the power you have. You care about ruining these kids. So here's a young person who basically was talked into doing this, okay, was told, and this is happening more so than not. And if you're the parent of a transgender person, would you please do your homework? Understand what they're going through. Understand the true help that they need and how you can really, truly, and honestly help them. Take a listen.
Hello, as some of you might know, my name is Ash, and I am a detransitioner. I recently made a little video on this topic, not really explaining much of it, and got quite a bit of backlash in my comment section, so I just want to come on and share my story. And some of you guys, you're going to hate me for this, but I need to speak the truth. I don't care what you say in my comments. I'm not going to turn my comments off. Growing up, I didn't really show any signs of gender dysphoria. I was perfectly happy with my body and being a girl, and of course I was uncomfortable with, like, puberty and stuff, but that was for other reasons. Every girl is uncomfortable with their changing body. And when I was 13, I started to struggle a lot with depression, anxiety, that sort of stuff. I spent a lot of time on the internet, specifically TikTok, way more than I should have, rather than going out in the real world, especially with COVID and everything else that was going on. Now, at the time, there were a million videos of all these trans people coming out. And because I was so unhappy with myself and who I was, I thought that that might be what was wrong with me. And I convinced myself that that's what was wrong with me and that's what would fix me. And I went really far to pass as a male to the point where nobody that I knew that I was born a female. Here's a little picture of me from that time. I had the facial hair and everything. When I first transitioned, I really didn't have any issues with my body, but as I went on, I realized that I needed to fit into this box if I wanted to be a male. And because of how my body did not fit into that box, I became increasingly more uncomfortable with it. But it wasn't gender dysphoria. It was me trying to fit myself into a box that I simply didn't fit into. In a way, I sort of brainwashed myself into thinking that I had gender dysphoria. And naturally, this brought me into a really bad place mentally, where I started struggling with drugs, self-harm, suicidal ideation, all that stuff. And I assumed this was because I wasn't male enough, but it was really because I wasn't a male at all. I got on testosterone when I was 15 years old, and the thing that I think is absolutely wild is that I went to one appointment before I was given my prescription. One.
Listen carefully.
You might be thinking, oh, well, they probably asked you a ton of questions. Nope. They barely asked me anything. I basically walked in there and was like, I'm trans. And they were like, okay. They didn't question me. They didn't sit down with me and question and talk, like, is this really what's right for you? They were just like, okay, this is the next step in your transition. We'll give it to you. I was on testosterone for about 6 months, and luckily it didn't affect me super bad. I can still talk in a higher range and pass as female. Of course, there's a lot of changes that are permanent that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. After about 2 years of living as a male, I realized I was wrong. But I didn't come out about that right away. I stayed living as male for another year before I really finally decided that I needed to do this. And it was one of the most scary things that I ever did. I faced so much backlash. I found it that people are so quick to accept trans people, but so quick to criticize detransitioners. Once I detransitioned, all my mental problems were gone. I'm happy. That was my issue. The fact that I'd convinced myself that I was a dude.
God bless her. No, seriously. For coming out. For detransitioning and letting others know. And this is the same story you hear over and over and over again. And you hear about how their suicide rates are higher. They're not. They'll tell you, do you want a dead child or a transition child? That's a lie. If you guys do your own homework, these detransitioning videos, they are all over the place. You need to find them before they take them down, because what happens is I post them up and then I see this video is no longer available. Well, why would that be? Why would you do that? This is nuts. Seriously nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Do you really want to help these kids? This is why I tell you, get informed. Find out what's going on. Find out what the true medical stuff going on behind this is. As you heard that person say, really, I needed mental help. I needed somebody to deal with the mental issues that I was having. I mean, needed someone to tell me, it's okay. All girls feel like this. All boys feel like this. We all feel weird. I mean, my God, you guys, you remember when you were going through puberty, what you felt like? You felt like a freak, for God's sakes. You had hair growing in places you didn't know was supposed to grow. Right? And not only on top of all of that, you had joint pain because you had these moments where you just grew like crazy. And it hurt. It was not comfortable. I've talked to my daughters. I've talked to my wife. I've talked to plenty of women now. Because I didn't understand it. I didn't know. I don't know if you noticed. I'm a guy. I don't know what you girls went through. I did not have one woman I spoke to about this tell me that they were comfortable in their body growing up as a teenager, even before. None of them were. They all said the same thing. Right? They all said that, you know, I was uncomfortable in my body. I didn't understand what was going on. I was depressed. I didn't feel good. Just amazing. I'm going to try to get Chloe Cole on the show next week. She's very afraid. She was the same story. She was convinced to transition because, you know, the adults in the room said, no, you've got those tendencies. You might as well do it. That's what you are. That's what you're like. Yeah, no. And Chloe has come out again. She transitioned, detransitioned. She was one of the ones that said, hey, I didn't get any real consulting here. Nobody really worked with me. Right? And she had both her breasts removed during a medical gender transition. She's calling out the gender clinic that did it. Jasmine, a former patient at the, I can't pronounce this, a gender clinic, says that she regrets medical interventions to change her gender. The girl reported that transitioning made her feel even worse. She said, I don't really know what it's like to have the body of an adult. She was relying on medical and mental professionals to help her and tell her what was going on, not just a carb on her. When people do know that I've detransitioned, they reframe it as a journey. I wouldn't consider it a journey. It was a mistake and a nightmare. It was because I was a child. I also think that part of the onus is on the various professionals that treated me. I agree with her. You're supposed to be able to trust the adults in the room. You're supposed to be able to trust your parents. You're supposed to be able to trust these people. Right? I mean, really. And they don't care. They're not paying attention. No, I mean, they're paying attention. Don't get me wrong. They're paying attention to what's going on around them. They're not paying attention to you, though. They could care less about you. It's about the money. That simple. People really cared about this girl. They would have pulled her aside. They would have worked with her. They would have done all kinds of things to help her. I'm a senior host, Doug Ofar. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host. Working on the detransitioning stuff. I'm not working on it, but you know what I mean. This young lady, it's terrible what they do to them. You know, you don't have to tell them everything you're cutting out or should cut out or whatever. Why? Why don't you let them, like they did in the old days, dress that way, speak that way, and then... If they decided 21, 22, 25, and really 25, you're not there until you're 25. So when people do know, she said, that I've detransitioned, they reframe it as a journey. She calls it a nightmare. She said, I think it was a mistake. I made it because I was a child. None of the professionals slash and or parents protected us. She's right. After a few visits, Jasmine said that she was referred to a medical and surgical sex change to sex change interventions at 15. She had both breasts removed. She said, I kind of felt a little bit mutilated, like an experiment gone wrong. I feel like sometimes, you know, jealous of other women who are biologically female, I'll never be able to breastfeed. They still have their natural voice, their natural characteristics. I don't. The gender clinic I went to, Travis Stock, is currently working on shutting down and fundamentally changing its practices after a critical independent review by a pediatrician. So let's not do that ahead of time. No, let's wait. Another Travis Stock patient, Kira Bell, has been public about detransitioning and critiqued the clinic. She said she wished staff had given her more pushback. But they didn't. Didn't say a word. She goes on to say, by the time I got to Tavistock, I was adamant that I needed to transition. It was a kind of brass assertion that a typical teenager does. She's right. You don't know what I need. I'm me. You can't tell me what to do. I know you're my parents, but you're not me. And somebody states to prove that they hate your kids that much? Are passing these transgender laws that are allowing the kids to do what they want, when they want, how they want, without parental involvement. She said, what I came to find out later on, ready for this one, was that I was a girl, insecure in my body, who had experienced parental abandonment. I felt alienated from my peers, suffered from anxiety and depression, struggled with my sexual orientation. They didn't work with me with any of that. They simply said, here, take these. Puberty blockers. And frankly, she goes on to say, after a series of superficial conversations with my social worker, I was put on puberty blockers at 16. Anybody else think this makes sense? This is okay? She said, I was receiving testosterone shots. I had double mastectomy by the time I got to 20. But the further my transition went, the more I realized that I wasn't a man. And I never would be. She's right. No matter what you do with your body, all right, your DNA will always call you male or female. There's no way around it. She would honestly say, well, the testosterone, I was actually unable to cry about pain. It's just amazing. Now, one of the first times I was becoming Kira again was that, thankfully, at last, I was able to cry. I had a lot to cry about. Now, Bell said that she's unsure how the treatments affected her fertility and fears she may have lost a basic right to be able to have children. She should be able to go after those doctors, that hospital, and maybe even her parents, I don't know, with vengeance. Right? And she said before she began on testosterone, they did ask her if she wanted children or if she wanted to consider freezing her eggs because of the possibility that the transition would make me infertile. You're taking hormone changers. Of course they're going to make you infertile. Right? Anyway, they talk to these kids about having kids as teenagers, young teenagers, like they have a grasp or a clue as to what's going on and what they may want to do. They don't. Because as I said, now as a young adult, I see, I didn't really truly understand back then the implications of infertility, of having a children. So you have all these patients now stepping up and saying, what you did to me was wrong. She said the testosterone left her with a permanent deep voice and facial hair. It's just disgusting. 855-ROJOE. 855-732-5563. Look it. Listen. When you see somebody doing this, when you see a parent going through this, what you can do is just pull the parent aside. pulled the kid aside. You really care whether they like you or not? Whether they're still happy with you or not? If your whole goal is to keep them safe? Come on, think about it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I know we have an election around the corner. Technically, we have an election around the corner, whether you like it or not. And I say that because it's only, what, 18 months away? Something around there? That is going to happen so fast. Right? Seriously, going to happen so fast. You're not going to know what to do with yourself. Start doing your homework now. Don't tell me how much you like somebody because they don't do mean tweets. Gee, where did that get you? Look at what's going on. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-556. You guys are funny. I can't read some of the stuff, but you're funny. Now, you got some new polls out. And there's at least two new polls out there that show Americans believe that Joe Biden is too old, right, to be effective to serve a second term. Now, that's not just Republicans. According to Convention of States Action, which worked in partnership with the, Trafalgar Group, said this poll shows that 63% of voters believe that Biden is too old to effectively serve, a second term in the White House. Gee, duh. He was too old. Actually, it wasn't he was too old. There was no way he was able to do a first term. So the length that this administration has gone to play with corporate media, to play with somebody's plate, to try to hide all this, you can't anymore. He's now out in front. He can see right in his face. Biden's career, somebody should string together, but it would probably be an hour and a half long, maybe two. All the embarrassing missteps, comments, gaffes, misstatements, blunders. Right? What is it, the comments that he made, the short speech that he did recently at some conference he was at? What did he say, God save the Queen? She's dead, you Maroney. It's a little late for that. Remember the time he called, it was another news conference, what did he called a member of Congress who had died in a traffic accident, and not that day or 2 days earlier? The poll showed that only 28% of the people polled said, no, he's not old enough. He's doing good. He's not too old. The numbers included 92% of Republicans, even 29% of Democrats, who agreed that Biden is too old. Now, independents lined up with Republicans. 53% said, Biden's got to go. He's just too old. He's really, and it's not an age thing. Some people want to make it an age thing. It's not an age thing. It's not that he's too old in numbers. He's gone. He's not there. He can't make the decision. Look at this. I had a pastor. God, when we stopped going to that church, he was in his late 70s. Might have even been, he's in the late 70s. The man ran around like a 40-year-old, for God's sakes. And he was as sharp as a tack. And he kept going. It wasn't a big deal. Joe Biden, not there. Can't remember what he said 7 minutes ago. He can't, not me. I can't remember what I said 7 minutes ago, but whatever. Always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. Dan Pillow with us tomorrow. Talk about what's coming up with some of these tax problems you're seeing bubbles to the top. You're listening to Joe Bassini Show on the Genesis Communication Network. God bless.